In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. On the western slope, a wildfire outside of Parachute has doubled in size overnight. The 310 fire is burning about 3 miles southwest of the small town of Parachute. It's now approximately 600 acres with no containment. The fire sparked yesterday afternoon and quickly caused evacuations. Authorities say the blaze started as a structure fire on private property, then moved on to public land. 75 personnel are working that fire. The public got a chance to ask public health officials questions for the first time today about an ongoing standoff involving a case of tuberculosis at an immigrant detention center in Aurora. CPR's health reporter John Daly listened in.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirmed there was a TB case at the Geo Aurora Ice Processing Center in June. During Friday's town hall, Adams County Health Department officials answered questions from the dozens of people who joined a Zoom call. Many asked about the threat to the public, with one wanting to know how long it would take for someone to die from TB. Dr. Wendy Bamberg is the county's chief medical officer.
It's not common, but we do see deaths from tuberculosis. But generally, we're talking about months to years.
ICE has said they removed the detainee with TB and that there's no longer an active TB case at the facility. It has not allowed a public health investigation. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. It's 7:06. Keep it tuned for Colorado Matters. That is next.